When choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
With countless power cuts, you need a...
8 hours on Phoenix FM, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We never only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Voting in Lumezi parliamentary by-election underway. U.S. Embassy in Zambia urges calm over potential travel ban. And in global news, Gaza mediators intensifying ceasefire efforts. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Voting is underway in Lumezi constituency in a crucial by-election necessitated by the conviction and imprisonment of former independent member of parliament Munir Zulu for libel. 6 candidates are competing in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election, among them Lufeo Ngoma of the UPND, Goodson Banda of the New Congress Party, NCP, Pilila Mwanza, an independent candidate, Isaiah Banda of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, Wiseman Vula of the Citizens First, CF Party, and Nebi Manda of the Leadership Movement, LM. I spoke to Nelson Zulu a little earlier this morning, and this is the report he gave. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, Paddy. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. I don't know if Lumezi is as cold as Lusaka, but how would you describe the situation generally there right now?
The situation in Lumezi is quite fair. The weather also is quite fair. We've seen a fair bunch of turnout come at 3 polling stations so far that have visited in Chamutua Ward. That appears to be one of the very critical and largest wards in Lumezi currently, and we've seen a lot of women also being on the queues just to make sure that they get to decide in this very decisive parliamentary by-election. And the polling stations that I've visited so far were able to open at exactly 6 o'clock.
All right, so voting has started smoothly without any challenges. Where are you right now?
At the moment, I'm at Chamtoa Ward, and at the polling station, voting started smoothly without any challenges, although the commission had earlier indicated that there might be challenges in about 4 wards that are about 260 kilometers away from where the ballot papers are and the totaling center. So the voting in those 5 wards is anticipated to at most begin maybe at 8 or somewhere earlier than that.
So you've spoken about people turning up. In terms of the registered voters in the polling stations, are you able to tell what kind of, you know, turnout of those that will come as against the registered voters? Will it be huge or will it be not as big?
For now, would go with a fair anticipation in terms of the number that we are likely to see. Remember that Lumezi has a total of registered voters of about 53,478, and in the last parliamentary by-election, that was in 2021, only about 32,000. And 3 were able to turn up and vote, and their votes were were concluded as valid. So looking at those anticipations, we're likely to see a fair quiet turnout come in, because also there would be other factors such as people trying to harvest their maize as well as tobacco, given the fact that Lumezi is a farming town. So those would be one of the factors that would come in, as well as the national mourning that did contribute to how people are campaigning, as well as issues relating to rallies, because there were no rallies that were held due to that period itself. So those are some of the factors that maybe would affect in terms of the voter turnout, but for now, we'll keep it at fair and we'll see how the day will proceed.
We will see indeed, and we'll be getting back to you a little later, Nelson. Thank you very much and all the best there.
Thank you so much.
That was Nelson Zulu in Lumezi reporting a little earlier. The United States Embassy in Zambia has urged Zambians not to panic over reports that the country may be included among nations facing potential travel restrictions to the U.S. U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Officer Phil Dimon says the decision, linked to ongoing reviews by the U.S. government under a policy initiated by the Trump administration, would not take immediate effect and is still subject to diplomatic engagements. Responding to a Phoenix News press query, Mr. Dimon explains that the U.S. government regularly assesses foreign countries based on their national security cooperation, information sharing and identity management practices, exploitation of the U.S. visa system, including visa overstays, and their willingness to facilitate the repatriation of nationals who are subject to removal. He says diplomatic discussions are underway with affected countries, including Zambia, to address the identified issues meant to protect U.S. national security and interests, while the countries identified as potential concerns have considerable time to take corrective action. He adds that the U.S. government is constantly re-evaluating its policies to ensure the safety of Americans and that foreign nationals follow laws with the aim to work with governments and not punish them. The Zambia National Association for Sawmillers, ZNAS, has revealed that the timber sector has recorded a 1.2% growth as at mid-year, after recording an estimated 40% in revenue last year, with prospects for continued rebounding in the second half of 2025. ZNAS General Secretary Derek Chilatu says the improvement in energy supply across the country has played a key role in this growth, significantly reducing turnaround times for processing timber from 2 weeks to just a few days. Mr. Chilatu has commended the Zambia Forestry and Forest Industries Corporation, ZAFICO, for playing a critical role in stabilizing the sector by ensuring consistent timber stock availability despite lingering stock challenges. He has expressed optimism that the sector will continue to rebound through the second half of the year, especially with the continued support from key stakeholders and stable energy supply. And Mr. Chilatu has also disclosed that timber imports from Tanzania have drastically reduced due to quality concerns, noting that most of the timber from that country is genetically modified, or GMO, which compromises structural integrity and durability.
And our sector is slowly picking up. At least when you've got production, you don't have to wait 2 weeks for you to finish maybe just a truckload. At least we're doing maybe 3-4 days at least. So on the energy side, we've picked up a bit. The challenge now has been availability of stock. Zafico is doing a lot. Zafico management, a pat on their back. They're doing quite a bit to make sure the stocks, the little available stocks, go around. But resilient sawmillers are pushing, and we are getting there bit by bit. So that's how far we've gone. We, for this quarter, we're expecting maybe a 1.2% growth.
Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has expressed satisfaction with the progress on the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project. Mr. Milupi says the project is at an advanced stage and pivotal to transforming transport and trade between Lusaka and the Copperbelt. He says the upgraded road will significantly reduce the cost and time of doing business between the capital and the industrial heart of the country once completed. Mr. Milupi has noted that the Lusaka-Ndola road was previously a major safety hazard before the current administration took office, adding that frequent delays in communication and transportation had a negative impact on business.